Hello, welcome to The Bad Luck Photographer. I'm your host, Keith. This is a show where we'll be talking about life, photography, videography, pretty much anything else. So sit back and relax. I hope you enjoy the listen, and here we go. Good evening, everybody. It's a Sunday, about 8 o'clock in the evening. Welcome to the Bad Luck Photographer, brought to you by our sponsor, or my sponsor, the Anchor app. If you want to make your own podcast, go get the Anchor app, download it on your iPhone or Android device, and they will get you set up and going. It's all free, so just do it. Best way to get going. Tonight I want to talk about a few different things. Hopefully I won't keep you too long. Well, one, still don't have any listeners. Doesn't mean a lot, but doesn't have any listeners. I do this mainly to help myself, but if it helps some, if I do get somebody that does listen to this and it helps them in some way, shape, or form, and they appreciate, that's what I like, is just knowing I have helped somebody in one way or another. So, with that said, let's get on with the first thing. A little bit of photography news. I did see today, or did see this past week, Nikon announced the D6. It's a DS, their full frame DSLR sports camera. The big back daddy one, like the D5. It's right now it's mixed on if people are going all mirrorless or DSLRs. I mean, I'm still shooting DSLR. I like it. I'm used to it. I'm not going to change anytime soon because I just got my Canon, or my new Canon, so I'm not expecting to trade up or anything. Maybe in the future. I mean, I'm a Canon fan. I like their cameras. Right now, I don't care for their DSLR. I mean, for their mirrorless. One, the IF pretty much sucks from what I've seen. I've never used it before, but it's but I have seen the reviews, a lot of reviews on it, on Jared Paulin, Tony Northrup, a few other places. Just the IF and the motion tracking is just abysmal on that camera. They're light years behind, Sony right now. And of course Sony probably is going to be announcing the A7 Mark II. I mean, sorry, the A9 Mark II here recently, pretty soon, since Nikon just announced the D6. But the thing about the D6, no specs come out. How many megapixels is going to be? What is it going to offer? I mean, how's going to be the tracking and stuff like that? The all autofocus and all that good stuff. It's just right now, it's just a wait and see. Hopefully. We'll find out here soon because, one, the Olympics is coming up next year, so everybody's going to be shooting with that, wanting the newest sports cameras. Prices are, from what people are guessing, anywhere from $65 to $8,500. That's a big jump in price there. I mean, right now the D5 goes for $7,500 new, just the body. If they're expecting to go up another grand, it's, I don't see people moving to them. I'm thinking when the A9 Mark II comes out, they're going to be running on that one because, Sony's perfected the IF. They've done a lot of good things. Just like to see a bigger body on those. And of course, Canon hasn't announced their big camera yet. 1DX Mark, right now it's the 1DX Mark II, which is an old camera by all rights, but it's still a good camera. So the 1DX Mark III might be coming out soon. I know they just announced the D90 and the M6 Mark II, which are basically the same cameras, just one is a DSLR, the other one's mirrorless. So, let's see how it goes from there. Okay, next thing on the list here. Let me look at my notes. Of course, the notes I don't have, so I'm going to have to do it in my mind. So that's a big void. Last week or so, I haven't been able to shoot too much. So today, I actually shot one of my motorcycles. I love the bike to death, so, so you shoot something you love. So that's what I shot. Got it all cleaned up, shiny, put out in front of the house, took some pictures. If you'd like to see those pictures, they are on my Instagram account. It's DK Simons Photography. So check them out. Another thing I did is I took Gary V's advice and I downloaded TikTok. Now, I've been looking at social media lately, ways to, make a little extra money here and there. And I think that's going to be one of the ways. I've seen one of his, I've seen Gary V, Gary V's, YouTube, or one of his YouTube videos, and he's talking about right now Instagram's in its prime, and of course everything in its prime goes down. That's why there's no more... that's why Facebook's kind of on the decline of things. When it used to be the big one. So, TikTok, I looked through it. I downloaded it, made an account, DK Simons Photography. And I looked at it. It's pretty neat little thing. It's a pretty neat little app. I kind of want to say it's sort of like a Snapchat in a way, except you're not snapping videos. Your videos stay with it. It's a little weird to navigate, but and right now the core audience is probably mid to late teens, early 20s. Like Gary Vee says, hey, get on something new, get on the ground floor, build yourself up, make it work for you, which is a great thing. So, but, other than that, hopefully I'm going to take my camera tomorrow, so I'll be driving. Unfortunately, there's a good chance of rain. I don't want to ride the bike. So I'm going to be riding, I'll be driving my car. So my camera goes with me, even to work. So let's see. Maybe I'll be able to catch something. I'll get a few shots in tomorrow. Either going to work, at work, or on the way home. Still trying to work on video for my YouTube channel, which I haven't started yet, but I'm getting, I'm starting to get there. It's a work in progress. It's just trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing, because really YouTube, you have to have a absolute niche to do it. You can't, it's not like, the way I shoot photography is I shoot what I like seeing. I don't care if it's portrait, landscape, automotive, whatever. I don't have a certain thing I shoot. I just shoot everything, at least now, because, there's a wide range of things that go on, that I like seeing. And, if it's a car, if it's a cloud, if it's, a bird, whatever, I want to capture that. I see it in my mind. I try to capture it. But Eventually I know I'm going to have to narrow things down. I'm going to have to, pick something that I like more. That way, I can actually do something, make some money from it. Because, in the end, that's all we're trying to do is make some money, make money. So, but other than that, that's about it for now. Like I said, I'm trying to get this podcast thing going, and that's what I'm going to do. So here goes nothing. So if you do happen to stumble upon my podcast, tell your friends. I mean, if it's something you like, download the Anchor app. You can leave me a message on the Anchor app, or you could send me a message, on my Instagram account, or even on my Facebook page, which is DK Simons Photography. So everybody, all have a good night. Enjoy yourselves, and remember, shoot what you like. It's, that's how you capture memories. So everybody have a good one.